God bless you, Prophetess Griffin. Woman of God, I want you to begin to prepare your hearts and listen to the prophetic word that was spoken to you live during the conference call. And thank you so much for releasing the miracle scene. I look forward to also having you join us also on the teleconference as we're going to be going through Mastering Your Success Workbook. Peace and many blessings.
Team of Prophets, what is the word of the Lord to Prophetess Sandra Griffin, who's documented her $100 seed in the 88 days of breakthrough, breaking generational curses, breaking through to her miracles, harvest, and reward? I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, new leadership skills. For Father God says, ask and it shall be given, knock on the door, tap and hold open. For Father God says, the support is there, woman of God. Father God says, don't look back and don't look forward. Father God says, master the power of the now. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sandra. I just hear God bringing forth wholeness in your life. I hear God bringing forth healing, emotional healing, a sound mind, a greater peace. He's bringing forth peace in the family. He's bringing forth restoration. This is the season that God says everything will be taken care of regarding any financial matters. God says be at peace and go forward, and that's the word of the Lord.
And I concur with the prophet, for I saw change for change. Prophetess Sandra, you need to just empty out your change just as a prophetic sign in your situation. God is moving by the Spirit, and God is bringing healing to thy body and even to your situation that's surrounding your family, even in relationships. God is bringing healing and restoration, for this is the hour of the removal of generational curses. I don't know if you sowed the 888 seed, or it's just imperative for you to get the seed in the ground, whether you pledge it, because you are one of those who needs to go before Bishop and Prophetess for counseling, for further counseling regarding your situation. The Lord says, as you delight yourself in him, he shall give you the desires of your heart. He's just doing such a creative work in you, even in your body. He's bringing such restoration, such healing to that mind, that body, and soul. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sandra. I hear the word of the Lord saying for you to look at all financial statements carefully. God says to check all figures. I'm hearing God say favor with communication. God says that you're going to be exploring more in this season. I'm hearing God say restoration. God says that things are going to be restored. And I'm hearing God say that there's going to be family restoration as well. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that for you not to worry yourself in this season. God is saying for you to rest. God is saying for you to relax. I hear God saying, peace be still. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sandra. I just hear God saying, this is the time and season. I see healing emotionally, physically, mentally, all throughout your body. God is bringing forth the healing angels of protection and even the healing angels of recovery that shall recover and bring forth recovery and redemption and redeeming the times that you thought were lost. God says he's recovering it all. He's recovering it all. God says you're going to go forth and you're going to see the prosperity of the Lord, and the hand of the Lord is upon your life. And even with some young people that are close to you, that are around you, I hear God saying that he's touching them and his hand is upon them. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Sandra. I still agree with the word of the Lord that the prophets have spoken. For I heard Father God saying, this is your season to make up your mind and stand by your choices, woman of God. I hear Father God saying, this is a building year. For Father God says, you're forming new foundations. I do hear Father God saying, you have the power to motivate and inspire others. I do hear Father God says, write the book. For you do have a story to be told. Write it down, make it plain, and God's going to cause you to walk it out. I also hear Father God saying you have been in the season of the test before the blessing hole, but Father God says you're coming up and you're coming out. Father God says what you consider darkness was actually your forming season where you were in development. Father God says welcome this season of self-development. For Father God says you will make this a difference in your community. Father God says new discovery. God says dream the bigger dream. I also just hear Father God saying you're also in the season of emotional healing. Peace be still, for Father God says this is the season where the emotions are coming together. And Father God says, let go and let God. And that is the word of the Lord.